Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Muy buenos dias, buenas tardes, or buenas noches. I don't know when you're listening to this, but the important thing is you're listening to it. This is the commentary for the syllabus for Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Spring 2019. Now, first question, why are there two syllabuses, right? Well, because I like a two-page syllabus. However, the powers that be, the educational experts and the distance education authorities say that we should have a encompassing and thorough and 8, 12, 10, 15, 16-page syllabus that nobody reads. So, I got two pages here, okay? I think it's the most important stuff. But there's also a long version that you can go through. Because what's the most important document in the semester? The syllabus. What's the one document nobody reads? The syllabus. That's how the world works, folks. So we're going to go through the two-page syllabus. But first, let me say how incredibly honored and grateful and proud and happy all of us at Southwestern are that you are taking Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management. Why? Because it's true. It is true. You talk to not only the faculty, but the folks who keep the grounds and the admissions clerks and all the other folks who keep the college running, but not in the academic part, right? The technicians who keep the computers working and everything. All of them are incredibly proud of our students and happy that they're here. I can tell you. There's like a couple people who really shouldn't be at the college, but that's the exception, not the norm. So let's go through the two-page syllabus and not the other syllabus. But you can go through the other syllabus, too. By the way, I know it's syllabi for plural, but I like to say syllabus. So we're taking a look at the first page where it says course description objective. Introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis is placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. That's right, folks. Everything you do in this class will be practical. Now, some of it might not apply to you yet because you're not looking in for a house, you're not looking for a mortgage, you don't have kids, so you don't need life insurance, you're not ready to retire or something like that. But eventually, assuming you live long enough, everything will affect you. Because what's the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life? Right, money, exactly. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations 10 years from now? Probably not. Maybe some of you remember. Well, I'll introduce myself in another venue, another presentation. But I was a math major. My undergraduate degree is in mathematics. So am I doing quadratic equations? Not usually. There is some arithmetic in our class, folks. But it's not math. It's pretty darn easy. If you're math phobic, please relax and realize that if you can do add, subtract, multiply, or divide, you can do the calculations in this class. Now, what's the course content? Course goal setting, financial statements, budgeting and resource allocations, tax strategies, banking, cash and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance planning and risk management, investing fundamentals, my favorite part of the semester. It's too bad it's near the end, two-thirds of the way into the semester, and then retirement and estate planning. So that's it, folks. This is the full spectrum of personal financial experiences. Cool? I think so. Well, I'm teaching it. But I hope that you find that this class is actually something that's useful to you, that 5, 10, 20 years down the road is actually something that you can look back and say, you know what, this thing has helped me in this crazy adventure, this scary, beautiful, joyful, absurd, bizarre adventure that we call life, huh? And our goal is to make this the best class you've ever taken. I know it sounds a little over the top, but that's, it's sincere, and that's our goal. So we're going to do everything we can to make this material useful and practical and help you in this life. What are the materials? Well, it's college, so we have to have a textbook that's incredibly overpriced, and it's called Focus on Personal Finance. And folks, I wouldn't give you $25 for the darn thing, but they charge you over $200, $300 for a new one. So if you absolutely positively must have a book, go look at the bottom of the class website. Now, you're going to see this as you walk through Canvas. You're going to see links to the website. I'm going to show you the website. I'm not going to show you. I'm going to discuss the website, and then I'll show you the website in another presentation. But we let you use any edition of the book, anywhere from the first onward up to, I think we're up to the fifth or sixth. And the reason is because they're basically all the same. It's a scam. The booksellers don't want you to say, the book publishers don't want to hear that, but they have convinced the academic world that because it's college, you have to have a textbook. No matter what resources you have, in this case, we have a very, very good website, in my humble opinion. We've spent years building this website, and that's not good enough. You have to have a textbook. So you're going to be able to get the second edition or the third edition on the website on the internet for $10, $20, whatever. If you absolutely positively have to have a textbook, and there's two editions in the library that you can read there. You also need a notebook, a calculator. Again, you don't need a fancy calculator, folks. Add, subtract, multiply, and divide. That's all you need. 99-cent calculator. Spreadsheet makes life cool if you're used to Excel, right. Or Google Docs, which is very cool, free, and can be used on any device. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and self-discipline. If you ask instructors of online classes what's the most important thing students need, they will all say self-discipline. I like to use the word motivation, right? Because it leads us to our next section, and that's attendance and lateness. Well, there's no lateness, right? There's no attendance in an online class. So you have to do this on your own. Now, what we recommend is that you set aside a time every day that you can work on Business 121. Some people like to say after I put the kids to bed or when I get up in the morning or whatever, because it is so easy to just blow off a week. I got plenty of time. Blow off another week. Oh, my goodness. And all of a sudden, exactly. It's, you know, 3 weeks and you haven't done anything. And then what happens is, boom, we lose the students. And that's very sad. We're going to say, when we get to this course schedule, I'm going to say, get behind. If you get behind, you contact me. Get behind. We're here to help you. We want you to help you. We have tremendous resources. So don't just disappear. Okay. Okay, good. Now, if you're a procrastinator, we'll see you in the face-to-face classes, okay? Because and besides, you're welcome to come to our face-to-face classes. At least I don't mind if you come to the face-to-face class if you're in the online class, and vice versa, too. If people are in the online class and they want to take if they're in the face-to-face class and they want to take it online, I say, go right ahead, you know. You can change to the face-to-face class. Now, grading. Everybody wants to know they can do well, and in this class you can do well. If you're remotely sober, generally aware of your surroundings, you should do well, assuming you do the assignments, watch the presentations, listen to them, or listen and watch, do the class discussion forums, take the exams. You should get an A. I hope every single one of you get an A. You understand? In fact, if every single one of you get an A, I don't do this with every class, okay? All right. But I promise you, I'm going to make a deal with you. If every single one of you get an A for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, until 2029, Every new person I meet, I'll introduce myself. Hello, my name is Frank Paiano, and my business 121 financial planning and money management class in spring 2019. All God A's. Is that a deal? Okay, I'll make that one with you. I don't make it with every class, all right? So do your work. Do your work. Don't get behind. If you get behind, contact me, and we'll help you catch up. Now, what's the time requirements? Well, for a three-unit class, it's 9 hours, right? That's what they say a week. Now, we don't have the three hours of class time, so you're supposed to be putting in about 9 hours. That's about an hour a day, right? A little over an hour a day. As we said, set aside the time every day to do the work. One of the cool things that we've done, I think, is that you can download the presentations, either audio or visual, audio-visual, to your smartphones or your tablets or your computer or your cell phones, right? Your older cell phones can take MP3 files. And you can listen to them while you're walking the dog or commuting or exercising, going to the gym or whatever, chasing after the kids. So there's a little bit of time management for you, okay? So don't blow these things off. I mean, I can tell, folks, I've been doing this a long time. When people turn in the assignment or they take the exam, you can tell that they didn't bother to go through the presentation, right? Or neither did they read the book, obviously. If they read the book, they would have gotten it, too. So please don't do this. Please take this seriously. This is an important class, in my humble opinion. Of course, I'm not biased. I just teach this stuff. But if you go through the Rate My Professors reviews, you will hear from students who say this class really did help them. It really helped them with their finances and the like. So check it out, huh? Now, accommodations. You know the drill, and if you don't know the drill, you should learn, especially if you believe, you know, everybody else seemed to get it, I didn't get it. There's no shame, folks. Some of our most brilliant individuals had learning disabilities of one sort or another. Leonardo da Vinci had dyslexia, if you can believe that, right? Some of the most brilliant engineers have forms of what's called Asperger's and autism. So go to the disability support services, get assessed, get checked up, and then we can help, you know, meaning the college. And you might need more time on the exam, or you might need materials in a different format. All the presentations, by the way, are closed caption, ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, compliant closed captioning. So we are here to help you. As we said, we have tremendous resources, and one of them is the Academic Success Referral Center. Can't call it the Tutorial Center. That just doesn't sound very academic, does it? Academic Success Center. This place is awesome, folks. The people who work there, and more importantly, the students you will meet there, are motivated, excited about learning, about getting ahead, and it rubs off. So if your study skills are not that good, you know, you didn't do well in school, or you didn't do anything in school, whatever. And a lot of people just, you know, wing it. Or they just haven't been in school in a long time. Go to the Academic Success Center. You will be amazed at the level of motivation, professionalism, and you then will become one of them. You will find yourself helping other students. And I'll tell you the dirty little secret about teaching. Yeah, we teachers learn more than the students, right? By teaching something, you really learn the topic. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Instructor availability. Well, I have office hours during the day, but the online students tend to be more, night, right? They need to come during the evening hours because they're working during the day. So we have two virtual office hours, right? I don't know if you can call them virtual. It's a system like Skype. One of the other instructors calls it the Zoom room because it's a system called Zoom. And it's a lot like Skype in that we can talk to one another, we can see one another, which is not as important as, you know, as what we can do with the machine. With this system, we can see each other's screens. So we can show stuff on the screen on your screen or my screen. We can share documents. And that's really pretty cool. That's really very powerful. And so if you can't make Tuesday and Thursday nights, contact me. And most students like to contact us via email. And we'll set up a time when we can, okay? Because my schedule is very flexible. I want to help my students. I want my students to be awesome. We all of us at Southwestern want you to be awesome. So please contact us. Now, there's my email. There's my home phone number. Please don't call late and don't come very early in the morning. But leave a message, speak clearly, and we'll get back to you as soon as I can. Now, the homepage. My homepage is something that you cannot forget. Do you understand? You're not allowed to forget this. It is, yes, Wonder Professor. Now, how did I come up with this? Well, folks, I did that because I was looking for something that people couldn't forget. They gave us a website. It was just terrible. Nobody could remember it. And they couldn't spell my name. It had our last name in there, which my last name is P-A-I-A-N-O, and nobody can remember how to spell that. Three vowels right in a row. So people would come up, students would come up to me and say, I think your website's down. No, and you just can't find it, right? So can you remember Wonder Bread? Right. Can you remember Wonder Woman? Okay, my website's wonderprofessor.com. And in another presentation, we'll show you around Wonder Professor. So don't freak out. It's there, and we'll help you with that, okay? Now, next, below that, you see the class website. Now, don't have to remember that, because there's a link on the homepage in the upper left-hand corner. There's a quick link that'll take you there. But also, I'm going to be sending you plenty of announcements and Canvas. It's available, so you don't have to remember the actual URL, the webpage. But you will be spending time on there. Now, you don't have to spend time on there because everything, all the material is in the class website. It's on the class website. But as you walk through Canvas, as you work your way through the modules in Canvas, Canvas will point you to the class website. So some people just say, why bother with Canvas? I'll go right to the class website. It's not recommended for most people. Some people don't. I like the class website, but you know, I'm biased. I developed it. But you'll see. It's not hard. So that's, okay, what's this SLO, Student Learning Outcomes? What is that stuff? Well, you know what? Don't just ignore it. It's just absolutely garbage, and it's not something that, it's just something for people up in Sacramento to tell us what to do so they can justify their jobs. But it's a couple of things that you need to do. But hopefully by the end of the semester, you're going to be able to do more than just a couple of things, okay? Anyway, forget SLOs, Student Learning Outcomes. Now, what did we say about the syllabus? It's the most important document that you put in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. Well, I hope not, because if you look at page number 2, yes, dear students, this is the course schedule. And we follow the course schedule normally fairly closely. We very rarely get ahead. Sometimes we get behind. We're more interested in you learning than just covering all the material for the sake of covering all the material. Now, what's the problem? People get behind. It's so easy to get behind in an online class. Because why? No one's bugging you to show up for class on time. It's up to you to do what you need to do. And so that's why it's easy to get behind. If you get behind, contact me. We will do everything we can to keep you with the rest of the class, to get you to catch up. Check out the Academic Success Center. Contact me. We want you to be awesome. We want you to succeed. People, students sometimes say, oh, you wanted me to fail. No, we don't. We don't want you to fail. But at the same time, right, you got to do your part. We can't just give you a B for showing up or a C for showing up. It's not prison. You don't get credit for time served. You got to do the work. And so, please, please, please contact me. We're here to help you. All of us at Southwestern want you to be awesome. So, print out this this course schedule, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your desk drawer or closet door, and be awesome. Cool? Okay, so now, Once again, we thank you for being in our class. All of us wish you the best of luck and success. We want this class to be the best college class you've ever taken and a class that's going to help you in this life. And so every day, study, do the assignments, listen, watch the presentations, do whatever little research we ask you to do, and be awesome. Thank you so much for being in our class.